come to rely on our mobile phones, and perhaps nothing is more frustrating than when your phone runs out of power when you need it most. Two former South Coast College students use some of what they learned in a one-of-a-kind Santa Barbara City College program to take a solution they developed to the dead phone issue and turn it into a business.
My partner Robert Herr and I were part of the Scheinfeld Center entrepreneurship program. Robert and I, we had a roommate who is just one of the most unorganized people you've ever met. He loses his car keys, his phone, his girlfriend, absolutely everything. He was running around the house and he was, hey, why isn't there a charger just built into the wall? You know, now I could never lose it. Robert and I decided to take an outlet out of our wall and build a little prototype overnight that had the cords built in. Whenever you needed them, you'd reach out, pull it out with a retractable reel, and it would snap back into the wall for you.
Dan Friedman is co-founder and chief marketing officer for Fuelbox. Friedman talks about the products he and Robert Herr developed from their idea.
Fuelbox flagship product is called the Fuelbox Ultimate Charging Solution, and it is the only at-home and on-the-go charging solution all-in-one in the market. What you have is a docking station that stays at your house or your office, and it plugs into any wall outlet, and it has the charging cords already built in for your Apple devices and anything that is micro USB charged. We also have the Boost Pack, which is your mobile battery and your pocket lifesaver. It has 25 extra hours of power. We also have a rapid charging technology, so they charge about twice as fast as your normal wall chargers.
Friedman says having the idea was one thing, but developing it into a product ready for sale was another. The Scheinfeld Center's Rapid Launch Intensive Program helped with everything from a business plan to key mentoring.
Enterprise Launch is our program where we help students launch a product or service in a single semester. We provide them a strategy for doing so and also mentoring. The thing that we compare this with our business plan development course, so students come out of the program not only having launched their product or service, which means that they've attained sales, but they also have a business plan to go along with it.
Julie Sampson is director of the Scheinfeld Center. She says the center has been around for a decade, but has stepped up its enterprise education efforts during the last few years. There's a cap of just over 30 students in the 14-week program to ensure students get one-on-one time with instructors. The idea is to bundle classes in a way to help budding business owners who have ideas for everything from a new app to a cutting-edge clothing line. Students develop a plan during the course of a semester, and there's even a business plan and pitch competition, sort of like the TV show Shark Tank, which awards seed money and scholarships to winning finalists. Sampson says the hope is that everyone can do as well as the two students who created Santa Barbara-based Fuelbox, which was one of the highlighted projects at the huge Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this month.
We have quite a few success stories, and Fuelbox is one of them. And I got to hand it to Dan and Robert in that they really exemplify qualities that successful entrepreneurs need to have. They have shown over and over their persistence, ability to network, and hustle.
Fuelbox co-founder Dan Friedman admits it's been a lot of work, but says they hope to have their mobile electronics charging devices available to the public online and in stores by the end of the year.
The idea came from never losing our charging cords and them always being inside the wall. So that was the first light bulb moment. The second light bulb moment was, why do we want to be tied to the wall? Why can't we bring the wall to us? So if we want to charge from the comfort of our couch, or if we want to forgot to charge that night and you were running out the door, we could bring piece of the outlet with power with us on the go. So while we were in school, we developed this two-part system. We hired a couple of engineers out of UCSB to help us with our initial prototypes, initial manufacturing, and we have filed for a provisional patent. We ended up receiving a full utility patent.
The spring semester of the program launches next week at the Scheinfeld Center. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.